Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It's a gloriously glorious Friday, mostly because it's Friday. We're heading into the weekend. Happy Valentine's Day to all the happy couples out there. All right, man, real quick, any responses to the Frost Alberts discussion from our last segment on the text line?
Yeah, there are.
oh, boy.
let's get it through it. Bones67 says maybe Frost should have done his job instead of concentrating on other things. 2655 says, I hate being in a position to defend Trev, but those comments by Frost are just ridiculous, even to the point of letting him go early to give him a full buyout instead of waiting a few weeks, if you remember. So, yeah, that's kind of an odd grudge to hold there. Big Daddy Travis says it's hard to have true rivalries when the kids are only at schools for 1 to 2 years. Kids don't care about that anymore. It's all about the money. And Bo Lever says sometimes kids grow up with little responsibility, are put on a pedestal. Those kids often feel like they need to prove they are better than others, even when they aren't.
Some interesting insights. And I forgot that he was let go earlier. So he got his full buyout and he got the extension from Trev. My God, he should be sending that guy a Christmas card like every day of the year. I forgot about that. A couple of those things. All right. When it comes to, and there's the valid points when it comes to the college football rivalries and them being diminished. And to me, they absolutely have been diminished. There's multiple reasons. I do think the 12-team college football playoff plays a role in that. I mean, Ohio State loses to Michigan. It's the two worst losses of the entire year. Not that Northern Illinois, Notre Dame's a rivalry, but it was Notre Dame to Northern Illinois, and it was to Ohio State to Michigan, and those two freaking teams played for the national championship. And by the way, I do think they were the two best teams in the country. Oregon might have something to say about that if they could get a third crack at Ohio State, or had they ever gotten to play Notre Dame. Ooh, who do you think would have won, Notre Dame or Oregon? Or in the tiebreaker, Oregon, Ohio State, who would you have had?
I mean, at this point, you have to go with Ohio State because we know what it looks like. But yeah, I mean, I think that'd be really good. I keep saying, any other college football season, Ohio State would have not have won a national title. So yep. I know that they're got to win when it matters and all that, but that's literally a fact in any other season. So there's got to be some to that.
It's literally the first time ever that they would have had a chance to win a title. And you think back to like the 2015 Ohio State team with Ezekiel Elliott, all those returners from the 2014 national title team, they lost one game. Last second field goal to Michigan State and they were out. You think about Georgia 2 years ago now, what they lost to Alabama by a touchdown, the SEC title game, and then they went out and beat Florida State or whatever was left of Florida State in the Orange Bowl 63-3. Think about what that team could have done. Ohio State, hey, talk about right place, right time. How about right year, right place, right time? And then they capitalized on it. You got to give them credit for that. But I want to talk about college football rivalries, the playoff. Have they been diminished? I do think some rivalries just aren't played anymore. Not enough. Nebraska-Oklahoma is the first one that comes to my mind. Like, do I know people still consider that a rivalry, especially people who've been around a little bit longer. But that was easily one of the top five, top three rivalries in college football. It's not played anymore. I guess Nebraska-Colorado, big brother, little brother. It's only still a rivalry because they beat us 3 out of 4 times, but we did win the last time, and we don't see them again, at least for a couple of years. You know, I'm glad rivalries like, because they're not in the same conference, like Florida State still exists. Obviously, those games used to be, they used to be higher ranked teams more frequently when I was growing up. Even Florida State, Miami, it was always like the top five teams in the country playing each other. USC, Notre Dame are still playing each other. Nebraska, Iowa is turning into a bit of a rivalry, but there are a lot of rivalries that just aren't played anymore. They've been discontinued, and a lot of that is due to conferences changing, and that was before major conference realignment. Texas and Texas A&M, one of the most, it wasn't ASA 7, ASA 8, it was ASA 9 that they didn't play for over a decade. Easily one of the most heated rivalries in all of sports. So I do think the college football playoff plays into this, because you can lose to your biggest rival and then you can finish fourth in the conference and you can go win the national championship. So that obviously is going to diminish conference championships. It's obviously going to diminish games in the regular season. I think it's going to diminish rivalry games, okay, de facto through all that whole process as well. And I've said before, like, if people want more teams in the college football playoff, there's more teams getting an opportunity to get in. But how many of those teams can realistically compete? As we saw, there's a lot of blowouts. So a couple of years from now, are those 10, 11, 12 seeds still getting blown out? Are we going to care about being 11 and 12 seed? And now what we've sacrificed is the Ohio State-Michigan game, as an example, meaning more for the sake of more teams getting in, and they're probably just going to get blown out, which has always been kind of my issue with the thing. Eight teams would have been great. Eight. But you know what their answer is? More. We're going to 14 in 2 years, by the way. Going to be 16 and then probably 9,000 after that. Why? Because you can make more money. It just is what it is. All right. I will not get off my little perch here. I will keep talking about this. But for now.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right. Josh Pate, we're going to play two clips from his show. All right. And it was a fan specifically asking about Ohio State, Michigan, and how the college football playoff has affected that rivalry specifically. But I'm translating it to all college football rivalries for this discussion as well. But go ahead and play that first clip there, Jake.
Nate from up in Michigan, he hit me and he said, hey, unpopular take, but maybe it's good. The college football playoff is removing some intensity from the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry. It's reached levels of toxicity lately that don't feel good for the sport. I hate this. I don't hate you, Nate. I think you're a smart guy. We've heard from Nate before. It always goes back to Meemaw's age-old and proper adage, and that is that smart people do say casual things sometimes. Casual people rarely say smart things. Nate is a smart person. He has just said a very casual thing. I hate this. Hate everything about it. From top to bottom, there was nothing that I could pull out of that that was redeeming in nature. It isn't too toxic, okay? First off, it isn't too toxic. Once upon a time, the Romans gathered in the Colosseum by the tens of thousands and watched people kill each other. That's toxic. That feels pretty toxic to me. This is a football game. It's not toxic. If a guy who graduated from Michigan walks up to a guy who graduated from Ohio State in a Walmart parking lot and takes a baseball bat to his back because he doesn't like the school he went to or the school he roots for, that's toxic. Just hoping the guy's Thanksgiving is ruined and the early part of his December is ruined because his football team lost to yours is not the worst thing in the world. That's not toxic. That's just called passion. And I also want to ask you this, Nate, speaking about this toxicity, your word, not mine, what part of your life has been made worse because of the intense nature of this rivalry? My guess is none. I don't even know who you're a fan of. I hear this a lot. I see this a lot. There's people on the internet. There's this group of people who just wander the internet. They want to say something so profound, but they really lack the ability to. And so they say stuff like this in the aggregate. It's, man, maybe we ought to cool off a little bit on this rivalry. It's gotten a little too toxic. How? How is it any more toxic now than it always has been, first off? And secondly, even if it is more intense than it always has been, how's that toxic? Whose life is it ruining? If it is ruining your life, you probably do need to step away a little bit. But look, even if it really does affect you emotionally, it's supposed to.
Toxic. Nate must be an Ohio State fan. I'm just saying, toxic. There's nothing toxic about it. So I'm going to go back to what I read in the first hour. And this was a comment that I saw on YouTube. Ohio State beat Michigan 15 out of 16 just prior to their measly four most recent wins. What's happening is people are trying to devalue rivalries, especially the fans of losing teams. There's nothing toxic about it. It's not any less valuable in the eyes of the rivalry. Now, it is less valuable when it comes to how much it matters in the grand scheme of the national championship picture. But to me, I'm not worried about toxic. I want the passion. It's supposed to matter. If your rivals, just like Josh said, Thanksgiving in early December is ruined, good. I'll see you for 365, and I'll do my best to ruin those within reason as well, especially if we win. All right, any quick thoughts before you play the next clip there, Jake?
No, I mean, that's just, I mean, you're penalizing in that thought process Michigan and Ohio State for having that type of a game or having like a meaningful game. You know, because as you mentioned, just talking about Florida State earlier, that rivalry doesn't feel as toxic. That's because the teams aren't as good. Mm-hmm. Back in the, you know, in late 90s, early 2000s, or Tennessee, Florida.
Yep.
Those were just can't miss games, a lot of heat, a lot of hatred, and the games meant the most. And again, that's always kind of what hurts anybody trying to replace Nebraska in or Oklahoma in the Nebraska rivalry system is you just can't replace the stakes of those games that they had on.
People are literally trying to excuse the college football playoff continually to add more teams by saying these games don't matter when that's always been one of the driving forces behind college football is every game matters. The playoff is throughout the regular season and it culminates. It culminates with rivalry weekend over Thanksgiving weekend. And then eventually in 92, the SEC say, hey, we needed a conference championship game. Then the Big 12 did it in 96. And now everyone else does it. Hey, I'm cool with that. Especially if you're going to have 94 teams in a conference. Rivalries need to matter. Each game needs to matter. And I know I'm standing on a hill that I'm going to die on, which I'm willing to die on, because they're going to keep adding more teams to the college football playoff. I just don't think we should excuse adding more teams and more games to the college football playoff by saying, no, this stuff doesn't, it shouldn't matter. No, it should matter. It's just being devalued and doesn't matter. But don't tell me it shouldn't matter. Is that the difference I'm trying to explain there? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, do we got time to play the next clip? You want to wait till the last segment?
Oh, we'll probably wait till the last segment.
All right, let's go to break. We got one last clip we're going to play. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.